And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. My name is Roland. I'm your host for this, which is called Talk to a Pastor. And I think you're going to like this program. Yes, I think you're going to like this program. Welcome, everyone. Today's topic is going to be relationships. Relationships. And I think by the time I'm done today, your eyes will be opened. And you will see why we have so many issues with about relationships. If you look at most people's lives, what is it that gets them all messed up? It's other people. It's other people. They don't have a good relationship with their mom or their dad, or they don't have a good relationship with their kids, or they fight with their partner all the time, see? Or they don't get along with their boss, or they don't get along with their coworkers. Okay? Those are the big issues. And then, of course, the flip side, of course, is people get involved with the wrong people. The wrong people, see, who lead them into errors and mistakes. And so there again has something to do with relationships. And then, of course, some people are lonely. Okay, they're lonely. They want a relationship, they don't have one. And you see how it all kind of revolves around relationships. But we don't want to forget the most important relationship of all. The second to the most important relationship is the one with yourself, obviously. A lot of people don't know who they are. They hate them. A lot of people hate themselves. See, they hate themselves. But what is the most important relationship of all? Okay, now I'm going to change what I just said. I'm going to change the second most important relationship. I said it was with yourself. I could also say it could be a tie for the second most important relationship. You know what the second most important relationship is? It's a relationship with your father. And as far as earthly relationships go, that's probably the most important one of all. Your relationship with your father is the most important earthly relationship of all. Even if your father's dead, even if you don't know who your father is, even if your parents got divorced and you haven't seen him for a long time, your relationship with your father, see, is very important. I'll tell you why. You already know that that's true, or many of you know that that's true. And of course, the most important relationship of all is the one between you and your Creator. You see, we humans are created in the image and likeness of God. That's why it's a sin to hate other people. That's why it's wrong to resent other people, to judge other people. See, because you're judging, you're hating, you're resenting another person who is in the image and likeness of God. See? Now, let's talk about relationship with Father. May I? Since I said that was probably your most important earthly relationship. Some of us don't have a relationship with our Father, or we have a poor relationship. But what I said still applies. The fact that you don't have a relationship with your Father, the fact that you have a poor relationship with your Father, impacts every aspect of your life. Okay? Now, there's just so many different things I could say about it. But let me look at it from the point of view of the child, the adult child for the time being. Most of my programs, you'll probably notice in most of my programs, I'm very hard on dads. Talk very harshly to dads. Because most dads are failures. Most dads are weak. See, they're weak. They're wimpy weak or they're violent weak. Either way, they're weak. They try to make their wife into their mother. See, women is their God. See, they don't have a relationship with their father, who's the creator. Instead, they have a relationship with women. Women are their God. See? So most men fail, and that's why the kids suffer. The whole family suffers because father fails, because dad fails, because a husband fails. So we'll talk about that after the break. I'll be right back. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting. Yeah, most of us don't handle stress very well. I wrote a book called Conquering Stress. It's an excellent book. I think it's only about 60 pages long. It's just outstanding. But I've written, all of my books and all of my meditations have to do with conquering stress, with overcoming stress. Now, what is it the biggest stress in most of our lives? It's other people. See? If your wife irritates you, if your husband irritates you, if your boss irritates you, if other people irritate you, see, then they have become a stress to you. You've let them become a stress. And they make you resentful and angry and upset. See? And so not only are you not setting a good example, but you become a stress to them. They're a stress to you. And by your overreaction, by your not handling the situation properly, because you became upset or resentful, so you became angry and upset, and you said things you shouldn't have said, or you threw in the towel and walked away and said nothing. You didn't handle the situation properly. And so now you're a stress to them, a temptation to them. See, so you both become a temptation to each other. Now let's get back to the talking father again. Now in most of my programs and in my books, I'm very, very harsh upon father, very harsh on dads and father and men because they're such failures. See, men become such nothings. They become nothing. The wife becomes everything. See, the kids have identity problems. See, if the man had a relationship with his creator, then he would see the need. He would see the need for courage. He would see the need to stand for something, to be principled, to be honorable, to not have any vices, to be patient and long-suffering and wise. And he would cry out to his creator for that which he does not have. See? But men, see, they cry out to their wife. They cry out to their mother God, to their wife God. See? Or they go to the bartender or the drug dealer, see, or to other men, or they go somewhere. They don't go to their creator, but they're weak. See, in most families, the man is weak. Of course, there's always the man who's violent, but he's also weak. You know, violence is wrong, bullying is wrong, anger is wrong. Those are just all wrong, okay? So that goes without saying. I don't even have to say it because we all know that anger is wrong. See, so the angry dad, the violent dad, the hateful dad, it's just bad. He's no good, okay? So we know that. But I would like to address the vast majority of husbands and dads, a vast majority, probably not over 90% probably, who are, meek and mild. They go to work, they come home, and they're sort of a non-factor. See, they're just a non-factor. There's no there. You know, as Gertrude Stein said about a city, she said, there's no there. There's nothing there. See, so mom becomes everything, and soon she's in charge of everything. She's in charge of taking the kids to the doctor visits. She's in charge of taking them to school. She's in charge of choosing what school they go to. See, she's in charge of everything. She's in charge of taking them off to church if they go to church. She's in charge of after school activities. She's in charge of everything. And dad is a nothing. Okay, maybe he goes to work and makes a good living. Well, that's good. I'm glad he does that. But he becomes, he's not the Moses of the family. He's not the Noah of the family, the George Washington of the family. He's walking around on eggshells and says yes, dear, and no, dear, because he wants his perks. He wants his goodies. He wants his sex. See, he wants her to support his ego, feel sorry for him and comfort him. See, that's what he wants from her. She has become the ground of his being. Woman is the ground of his being. So if she withdraws the sex fix, then he becomes like a drug addict. He's like a drug addict for female support. See? So maybe it started with his mom. She ruined him, and now his wife is finishes the job. When he gets to be an older guy, well, he might be just totally, just nothing there anymore. But now I want to look at it from the terms of the child. Okay, the adult, let's say the adult child. I said that your relationship with your father is the most important relationship in the world. So if you had a good dad, that's good for you. If you had a good dad, if you had a noble dad, if you love your dad, then you're undoubtedly in pretty good shape. You know, your life is probably going along okay. You don't have the issues that kids have who resent their dad, but most kids resent their dad, their weak dad. See, they resent their weak dad who wasn't there for them. And they have a lot of issues because of that. Identity issues, food issues, all kinds of issues because their dad was weak. Okay? So what is the secret then? How does that child who had the weak dad... See, how does that adult child now recover? And I'll give you the answer after this message. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org and look for Mike's story. Welcome back. My name is Roland. The program is Talk to a Pastor. We're talking today about relationships. And the most important relationship is, of course, the very, 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 very most important relationship is the one with your Heavenly Father, with your Creator. A relationship which you undoubtedly don't have. But the second most important relationship, and the one upon which just about everything hinges, the one upon which even whether you find God or not hinges, is the relationship with your father. See, father has a very special role. Dad has a very special role. He stands in for God in the eyes of a child. And when father fails, it's as if God had failed. When father is not there for the child, it's as if God were not there for the child. See? So when father fails, when he's not there for the child, see, resents dad, he resents father, the child resents the father. And that resentment of father then blocks the child from finding the Creator. His resentment or her resentment of the father that she can see blocks ever finding, see, the father she cannot see. So now you see the obvious solution to all your woes, and that is to forgive your father. Forgive your father. In other words, don't resent him. See, let go of the resentment of your father. Okay, that's the secret. Because when you let go of the resentment of your father, you become unblocked. First of all, you become unblocked to receive love from within. See, love comes from God. Sure, there's an earthly kind of love, and we do things for each other, and we can be nice to each other. There's that, and it's pleasant enough. But something more is needed. Our soul needs a special love, an agape love, a fatherly love. See? And it's of exquisite comfort to the soul to know that God is there, see, and to discover that God does not hate you. Yeah, he doesn't hate you. See, a lot of people have messed up a lot in life. They've messed up in life, and they think, well, I'm unworthy. I'm beyond hope. And of course, the devil is always there. The devil is always there, whispering in our mind, whispering things, you know, God hates you, the world would be better off without you, blah, 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 blah. Same old negative stuff, see? And so we become open to that type of negative thought, which is not our thought, but it's the guy with the horns, the faceless entity that's there that talks to us in our mind, pretends it's us, talks to us in our own voice sometimes. We think it's our thinking, but it's actually it. There it is. It's the same spirit that was in the Garden of Eden, the spirit of doubt. See, and it offers a false comfort. It said, there, you know, God is cruel and he's mean and these people are mean and cruel. And it offers a false comfort to you, see? And its minions, the people who offer you drugs and alcohol and false love, all the false loves of the world, see? See? But what you need is truth love. Yeah, a little bit of truth to wake you up. And say, hey, you know, that guy Roland, he's right. I've resented my father all these years because he was there. My mom used to do a number on me and he just sat there and let it happen. He let it happen. See, some moms do that too. The dad is doing something that's not, he's not right in some ways, violent or abusive in some way. She lets it happen. Sacrifices the child to, you know, to him. See? What I want to focus on today is a weak dad. 90% of the homes, dad is a decent guy. He's decent. Not perfect, of course. That's his problem. He should be perfect. But he's not perfect, and so he's kind of weak, and he makes his wife, see, she's everything. He becomes nothing. And he's not there for the child in so many different ways. He's not there. See? But if he had an unmistakable bond with his Creator, if he had that, then love would come from the Creator, would come through him. And the child sensing that fatherly love coming through him. It's not his love, it's from God, but it comes through him. It's a fatherly love, it's an emotionless love, it's agape love. Sensing that, the child would feel secure. See, and identifying with the good in the Father. See, identifying with the good, which again, it's not his, it's not the Father's good, but it's the good that comes through him from God. You see, identifying with that, see, is a roundabout way of identifying with the Creator. Identifying with Dad is a way of identifying with the Creator. See, who dad serves and who loves and with whom he has a bond within. And then when the child becomes an adult, see, then it's just a small step then, a very small step, to transfer allegiance from the good earthly father that he loves, see, to the heavenly father. See, it's a free will thing. A person could have a good earthly father and resent his father for some reason, or be seduced by mother into resenting father. See, maybe she hates her husband for some reason. She hates all men, because all she ever knew was weak men who abused her and took advantage, and now she projects that onto him. Maybe he's not such a bad guy. Maybe dad is not such a bad guy. See, that's the other thing. Maybe your dad wasn't such a bad guy. He was a little weak, a little bit woman-centered, but there's something good there. There was something good there, and you wanted to love that good. But somehow she got in between you and him. Somehow she got between you and him. Okay? So what you need to do is get my meditations, meditate for objectivity. You can see these things objectively and start to look at what happened and see what went wrong, let go of the resentment, and you'll be fine. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Yes, yes. And you know, it'll help you. It will help you to see what was happening between your mom and dad, to see what was the number that was done on you one way or another, to understand why your dad, how your dad failed you, see? And to see why he failed. It'll help you to forgive him. When you see that he was a victim himself. When he was a little boy, nobody loved him properly. His dad wasn't there for him. Or they were cruel to him, or they pressured him, and somehow he lost it. See, he was a victim too. See? If he was the noble George Washington, the Moses, the David, see, of the family, then he wouldn't have been a victim. But he wasn't. He wasn't. He failed. He failed you. That proves he was a victim. See? He didn't want to be a victim. He didn't want to be a victim, but he couldn't help himself. He somehow lost it. He never found it. There was nobody there. There was maybe he never heard a program like mine. See, here I am. I've got the meditations. I've got books. Like The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage explains the man and woman thing. Explains what's going on, how your dad became a victim, how your mom became a victim, how they all became victims. See, they were struggling, even as you now are struggling. Look, you're struggling. Your kids come to you. They say, Mommy, they want something from you or your kids. You have no, you're impatient with them. See? You don't want to be, or you find yourself being just like your parents. Where do you? You don't want to be that way, do you? But you can't stop yourself. I mean, you can. You get my meditation. Get my books and get my meditations. Start using my meditations. But as it is now, you can't stop yourself. Well, they couldn't either. See, now that you're in their shoes, walking a mile in their shoes, see, now you know. Now you see that they were victims, so that it helps you to forgive. See? So let go of your resentment. So the question is how to forgive. If you don't know how to forgive, listen to my last program, the one I made last week. It was all about how to forgive and forget. Basically, it's letting go of the resentment. That's the secret. Okay? Forgive your poor old dad. He didn't know what he was doing. Forgive your poor old mom. Nobody ever loved her properly. Forgive them all. Everybody. Okay? And then your heart will open up. You'll be able to receive the influx of love from heaven. My name is Roland. The program is Talk to a Pastor. Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living. And I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Yes, I recommend you get my four-part meditation. It's only $10. Suggested donation of $10. You get the four-part meditation, you'll get two books, Conquering Stress and Becoming a Friend of God. Get those, and you probably should get The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Get my meditations and some of my books. Take some time out off to learn of yourself, learn about life, and get recentered again, and then move forward to a happy life. My name is Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.